This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope you guys are all doing good today. I want to do a huge shout-out to my newest affiliate, WTNW from Jasper, Tennessee, 820 AM. Really glad to have you guys on board. Welcome. When you meet some of my other listeners, don't be scared. You know, a lot of my other former listeners, and, you know, they're kind of protective of me. All right, guys, be nice. Be nice to the new affiliate. Be nice. And don't, you know, please, you know, we need to bring in new blood, okay, to kind of dilute some of the crazy that some of my current listeners bring to the show. I love you guys. I love you guys. But honestly, we need some normal people coming in. So thank God we got WTNW 820 AM joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Speaking of normal people, I was on Doctor Radio, which is a great program. I was on that this morning on Sirius XM. Talked to Dr. Ira Bright, who's an internist and gastroenterologist, and, you know, really, really good, professors over there at NYU and physicians. And it was nice because, you know, he had me talk about family medicine. And I guess a big question that people have is, well, what's the difference? You got internists out there, you got pediatricians out there, you got, you know, so what's a family doc? You know, is it the same as a GP? You know, we had talked a while when we were discussing what's going on in England. And how many of the GPs have been striking, and they also have an issue where they don't have enough GPs. GPs or general practitioners were, in the olden days, the doctors that finished school, and they would be able to manage generally all issues. Okay, family medicine became a specialty. And, you know, to become a family medicine doctor, I had to, on top of graduating medical school, do a 3-year residency. Now, it was one of the shorter residencies. I know that because all my surgery friends kind of give me crap about going to a shorter residency. Their residency was 5 years. Mine was 3. But you want to know what? They could just stick it, okay? Because those 3 years, and on top of medical school, on top of college, were pretty rough, okay? But we family doctors, what do we do? What do we specialize in? You know, nobody really looks at family medicine as a specialty. They look at family medicine as primary care, just like internal medicine and pediatrics. But I look at us all as specialists. I mean, look at the pediatrician. They have to really deep get into pediatrics. You know, the child, the mini-me's, the mini-us, that's a whole different species. Right, can you guys give me that one? Yeah. So anybody going through pediatrics, and those residencies could be easily 3, 4, 5 years, depending on what program you go to me as a specialist. Same thing with internal medicine. These internists, ooh, they're good. Boy, did I rely on the internists. When I didn't know what the heck was going on with my patient when I was doing rounds, I would find the internal medicine resident and go, what the heck is this? You know, the internists, a lot of times they really dive deep into the, I really like that word deep. I don't know why, because I went swimming this weekend, and the pool just wasn't deep enough, and I yelled at my husband that the pool is not deep enough because, you know, we went cheap, and yeah. So anyway, that word's on my mind. So the internists dive very profoundly, okay, because in Spanish it's profundo, deep, profound, okay, let's just use that word, into hospital care, into adults, into geriatrics. Now, I'm not saying a lot of family doctors don't do hospital care, etc., but your internist, you know, many times are very, very comfortable taking care of patients in the hospital. They're very comfortable with your adults and chronic issues. So now here comes us family docs. So what did us family docs do? Well, when I was in residency, you had a lot of pediatrics. You had a lot of gynecology. You had a lot of adult medicine. You had hospital work. You had ICU. You had geriatrics. You had everything. And the reason why they did that is because when you go out and practice and the whole family comes in, and believe it, they do. They come in. So you got mom. You got her kids. You got her husband. You got her sister. You got her mother. You got her mother-in-law. And then great-grandma coming into the room. So family doctors are believed to be the ones where you could look at the whole family and you could manage them all as a whole, which is kind of one of the things that attracted me to family medicine, because then I get to cheat a little bit. So if I don't know what the heck is going on with somebody and I got mama in the room and I got, you know, wife in the room and I got, you know, we could all gang up and figure out what the hell is going on with that one patient. Right? Because we have, I got the whole family. Very, very interesting. You know, being a family doctor saved this one man his life. And I'm not saying, you know, he wouldn't have made it if he walked into an internist's office. But because I had seen the family, gentleman walks in. I've never seen him before, and he introduces himself. He walks in with bronchitis, wants a Z-Pak, and he's going to be on his way. And, you know, I looked at his last name. I go, that's kind of familiar. And, you know, you can't violate HIPAA and go, hi, you know, are you Rose's son? You can't do that. So he goes, yeah, I'm the son of so-and-so. Now, that so-and-so, Rose, was a full-blown diabetic when I met her, an out-of-control diabetic. So I remember that from years ago. So now I'm seeing him, and he walks in, and he just looks a little gray to me. And I go, look, I know you're here for bronchitis, but I'm just going to, you know, because I couldn't tell him that I didn't like his mom's sugar. I go, I don't like something about you. He's like, well, I don't like it. No. Just sit down. So I have him sit down. We check his blood sugar, and it was through the roof. It was, and I've told you guys this story many times. You know, and it was, you couldn't even measure it. He started to reveal a lot of other symptoms that he was having, not just the bronchitis. We got him into the hospital. It turned out he was about to go into a diabetic ketoacidosis, where his sugar was so high that he could have gone into a coma later that day. And the only reason why I picked up on it, because he walked in with an attitude, he had some sass, he wanted his Z-Pak, is because I knew his mom. Crazy, crazy stuff. So for me, I use being a family doc as an advantage, because I got mom, grandma, everybody, you know, husband, wife, whatever. You know, I could get clues and I could piece them together. Am I intimidated that, you know, I don't take care of, you know, patients in the hospital like I used to? Absolutely. But thank God we have a lot of internists out there. Many pediatric cases, I'll have a pediatrician get involved, because that's all they do all day is take care of pediatrics. So for those of you who want to know what a family doc is, that's what a family doc is. So, yeah. And I try to be a good one. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Find the contact page and send us your question there. And, of course, you can always call it at 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this kind of confused many people. And I received emails on the flu shot for seniors, where seniors have been reading that they should wait to get their flu shot. And many of you want to know what that is all about. So we're going to quickly talk about that, and then I'll tell you what else we're going to talk about later today, because I know this is kind of one of the bigger stories. Okay, so why should somebody who's a senior put off getting their flu shot? First, let me say, get your flu shot. Okay, this has nothing to do with not getting your flu shot. However, what was very, very interesting about this one particular article is there's an immunologist who says, look, we may want to time the flu shot a little better for a senior population. So flu season starts basically, okay, so, you know, we really start to see flu, I would say November. Right. Sometimes I'll see some cases in October. Basically, November, December, January, February, and flu could go all the way till April. So, pharmacies and companies are promoting and campaigning for you to get your flu shot now. You know, the end of August, many companies have flu shots. So here you are getting your flu shot, and it's supposed to help confer immunity. You know, it takes a good couple weeks to kick in and boost your immune system. So here you all are all nice and primed for September 28th, let's say. But you really need protection in January. All right, this one immunologist, and let me find her name, suggested that maybe you'll start losing some of those antibodies and some of that protection to the degree that you need. So according to this one article from KQED, they say the start of flu season is still weeks, if not months away. Yet marketing of the vaccine has become almost a year-round effort, beginning when the shots become available in August and hyped as long as the supply lasts into April or May. Not that long ago, flu shot campaigns started as the leaves began to turn in October. But the rise of retail medical clinics, they write, inside drugstores over the past decade, and state laws allowing pharmacists to give vaccines has stretched the flu shot season. I don't have too much of a problem with that, though, because, I mean, one positive is now people have easier access to get their flu shot. You know, I rarely hear people saying, you know, oh, I can't get my flu shot. You know, it looks like we've had plenty of supply. Now that you have enough industry wanting to buy it, these companies are pumping out enough. So, I mean, we haven't heard of a flu shot shortage in the last few years, right? Knock on wood. So they say the stores have figured out how to deliver medical services in an on-demand way, according to Tom Charland, founder and CEO of Merchant Medicine, who tracks the walk-in clinic industry. He says this appeals to customers, particularly millennials, and it's a way to get people into the store to buy other things. But they say some experts say the marketing may be overtaking medical wisdom, since it's unclear how long the immunity imparted by the vaccine lasts, especially in older people. So Laura Haynes, an immunologist at the University of Connecticut Center of Aging, says if you're over 65, don't get the flu vaccine in September or August. It's a marketing scheme. She says that's because a combination of factors makes it more difficult for the immune systems of people older than 65 to respond to the vaccination in the first place, and its protective effects may wear off faster for people over 65 than it does for younger people. So now the CDC is like, wait a second, wait a second. Get your shot. Don't start thinking about it and planning because, you know, an early flu shot is better than no flu shot at all. And, you know, a big concern we have is once somebody starts to delay, what if they do run out? Or what if all of a sudden, let's say they're not feeling well. So they're not feeling well. And I go, you know, well, I can't get the flu shot now. Now I can't get the flu shot now. And then they finally get the flu. So, you know, it's one of those things where I never wanted people to wait. I always said, look, you know, if you can get it, get it, get it now. But if we do, let's say, have a good year where there's plenty of flu shots, no one's going to run out or somebody. See, I used to save them. When there was concern of us running out, I had 10 or 20 shots for my most vulnerable patients saved so that when they were able to come in and get it, they had it. However, most retail stores may not be able to do that. And again, what if somebody doesn't come? And, you know, these flu shots are getting expensive. So, all right, so. When should you get your flu shot? So according to the CDC, they said there's one a question that was posed to them in one of their queries on the website. Should I wait until October or November to vaccinate my elderly or medically frail patients, unquote. By the way, I really don't even like to say elderly for 65. 65, you're still middle age. You know, now that we're living way until our 80s and 90s, and Tom, my producer, found us some really interesting facts on people living till their hundreds, and we're going to talk about that too. So I really don't like to say 65 is senior, but you're still kind of on the cusp of middle age. But when you are older, mind you, a 65-year-old's immune system is a little different than a 25-year-old's. We get that. So, you know, when is the best time? I would say as fall comes into play, I would say start seriously looking at it in October. Because, you know, depending on the weather, depending on, you know, see, I mean, where I live, it's still kind of warm in October. But, you know, if you live back east where it's cold and now you're confined to small areas and you can't go outside and you don't open up the window because it's cold. And, you know, we're going to start seeing some little, you know, freezes very slowly come in soon. I would say get your shot when you can. Should you get it this week? If you could wait a few weeks, I would. But, you know, right now, they're mixed because they don't know how the immunity lasts, how long it does. You know, we always thought, okay, fine, if you get a vaccine, you're good. You get a vaccine, you should be immune for life. Why? Because your body, when it gets a vaccine, we've talked about the flu vaccine, the most common type of flu vaccine is a killed virus, where what it is it's the body or the skeleton of that virus without any active DNA or active pathogenicity of it. I know that's a big word. Did you get that? Look, pathogenicity. That's a six-syllable word. My mom would be so proud of me. She doesn't like that I use a lot of monosyllabic words because that's all I could say, you know, without tripping over my tongue. So anyway, so the flu vaccine is a killed virus, and they inject it into you so your body then goes, wait a second, okay, this is a bad guy, let's build up antibodies, and, you know, so we could, you know, not let this bad guy come into our body again. Well, then all of a sudden you're walking around, and here comes December and January, and the actual flu comes into your body, you already have the antibodies, and you could fight it, and you show immunity. But not all vaccines, all right, can stimulate the immune response where you will continually make antibodies towards that flu or towards that bug. Now, it also depends on the heaviness of the pathogenicity. So, like, remember we were talking about swine flu back in 2009? And I told you that what they discovered is many people who were around in the 1950s were not getting sick with swine flu by 2009 because there was a real bad flu that circulated around the high schools, etc., and a lot of people got sick with this flu. But boy, did it cause them to be so immune that many seniors were not getting hit with swine flu by 2009. So there's a question on, you know, do we sometimes want to get a good dose of something to have a better immunity? Personally, when you're talking about somebody over 65, I'd say don't risk it. Well, get the flu shot. If it's only going to prompt a very weak type of immunity, we'll take what we could get. I thought the flu shots would offer a little bit more of a longer lasting immunity, but they make a very good point. They really, really do. Plus, keep in mind, flu vaccines aren't always 100%. The average flu vaccine, on a good year, is about 60% effective for the flu for that year. So, you know, there's a lot of different factors that come into play. So, again, do not put off, you know, getting the flu shot if your only opportunity to get the flu shot is now. I don't want you to misinterpret that headline as, oops, if you're a senior, you shouldn't be getting the flu shot this year. No, no, no. But keep in mind that if your doctor or medical provider will be giving out flu shots till November and they could put one aside for you, you know, that may be more ideal. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, we do have a blog. I hate using that word blog. You know, I like to call it, we have a web page that has articles on it. But I guess they use the word blog. See, I'm not the only one that's monosyllabic, okay? Web page with articles on it. That's a lot of syllables. And I've written for Epoch Times. I've written for a variety of news outlets. And there's a lot of information that I like to share, whether it's heat exhaustion or hypothermia or tremors or Alzheimer's or a variety of subjects. So please visit that. You could catch those articles on my Twitter feed, on my Facebook feed, and you could also catch them on my webpage at drdahlia.com. So please, excuse me, sorry, a hiccup is coming. Please visit that if you can. And any topics you would like me to cover, please email me and send me, and I'll either cover them on my show or I'll cover them on the webpage formerly known as blog. Okay, Tom, my producer, for those of you who don't know Tom, like, is really, really smart. I couldn't do this without him. The reason why is
Don't give away my secrets. They don't need to know.
I did have a Dr. Dahlia news team. I had to fire them all because Tom is so good. And he keeps a clean desk, too. I know because I saw pictures of his desk. Anyway, 32,000 people in Japan have turned 100 this year. So they have now more than 65,000 people who are over 100 years old. Now, U.S., I think, has, 75? How many does the U.S. have? They say here there are now more than 65,000, okay, though it trails first place U.S. by roughly 10,000 centenarians. Japan's population is only a third of America. So that means we have about 75,000 people in the United States greater than 100 years old. Did you guys know that? That's pretty cool. This is new data from the country's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. And they reveal that Japan has broken its own record for most centenarians by population for the 46th straight year. No country on earth has a larger percentage of people who have reached their 100th birthday. That's crazy. They say this feat sounds positive, especially in a country where longevity is so prized, that I guess September 19th is Respect for the Aged Day. It's a national holiday in which members of the 100-plus club traditionally receive a silver sake dish. But having so many people live that long is starting to become a burden on the nation's economy, according to independent.co.uk. They say seniors, though revered, are eating up resources, they claim, at a pace younger generations cannot match. They said back in 2014, for instance, awarding 59,000 centenarians the silver dish cost the country $2.1 million. Compare that to 1966 when the country had to only give out a few hundred. By 1998, the number had climbed to 10,000, and now the number is at 65,692. They say, and I mean, I don't think that when they talk about resources, they're just talking about the silver sake plate. I'm sure there's some other resources they're talking about. But just to give you a number, just alone, this silver sake plate is costing millions of dollars each year. Since I don't think I've ever liked sake. I think I had it a couple times. Warm alcohol, I don't know. Sushi.
You can have sake in many different ways, not just hot. Hot is like a warm cider, and some are I think it's the cheaper it is, that's usually recommended warm. But if you get really, really good sake, it's cold, and it's much closer to like a dry gin. I've never had really expensive sake, so I can't attest to that, but I love warm sake and sushi. I'm not even that big of a fan of sushi. Like that, I always think sushi's just it's food. It's okay, but sake is great.
Yeah, I really like good sake. Maybe that's why I need some good sake, because I've had it a couple times. And I'm like, nah, I'd rather have a strawberry margarita.
I went through a fad where I was like sake. It's interesting.
Yeah, sake. I mean, it sounds cool and it looks really dainty and it looks beautiful. I just never like the taste. All right. So, but you know what? A silver sake plate sounds nice. I'll take a silver sake plate.
Do you get to keep the silver?
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? You see how Japan treats their citizens? It sounds like they're using real silver. Whereas when you win a medal in the Olympics, it's only plated. You know, yeah. Come on.
I'm waiting for my silver medal of awesomeness.
You should get a silver medal of awesomeness. Absolutely. I may get the bronze in not so awesome. You know what? Don't even give it to me if it's plated.
Right.
Anyway, they say since the country only seems to be getting older, the government has decided that 2016 will mark the first year Japan swaps out its pure silver dish for, oh, here we go, the cheaper silver plated alternative. Oh, no. Come on, Japan. We were just bragging about you. New inductees will also receive a letter congratulating them on the accomplishment. They say the fall of the sake dish is not the only challenge to Japan places. They say nationwide, an entire generation of Japanese citizens going on two generations, in fact, are entering retirement age. Of the 127 million people who live there, 25% are over 65. Whereas in the U.S., baby boomers are 13.5% of the total U.S. population. By 2060, the proportion of people 65 plus in Japan could rise to 40%. And they say generations that are supposed to replace the elderly aren't reproducing. They say countries need a replacement fertility rate of 2.1 births per woman to keep the population from shrinking. And Japan's fertility rate is 2.14, the result of women focusing more on their careers and the long hour workers typically spend at the office. Okay, I had two babies. I didn't have the 0.1. I mean, I got four cats and a dog. Does that help? But I got to tell you, when I gave birth to those two boys, I mean, they are big-headed kids. And one of them has a tushy like mine. So, if you're looking at mass and carbon footprint, I did my job with the 2.1. So they say what economists call this a demographic time bomb, a doomsday type scenario in which Japan could actually go extinct if it doesn't encourage its young people to start having kids. In the face of these looming economic threats, spending less on sake dishes starts to seem like a pretty smart idea. We've been talking about this. I've been talking to you guys about the trifecta I'm noticing here in the States. Then again, I will repeat the trifecta because I love saying the word trifecta. Okay, you got your baby boomers that are starting to slowly age out of their single-family residence, and so we're going to have a lot of homes on the market while millennials aren't buying those homes. Now, there's not a lot of people purchasing homes anymore. They're renting. You know, many people are jaded by real estate after the recession, whereas when I grew up in the 80s, it was all about, well, you got to buy your home. It's all about real estate and location, location, location. You know, millennials, they're scared to death to purchase anything because they saw what happened with the recession. So we're going to have all these homes that are going to be on the market, and they're still building homes, and I don't know why. You have commercial real estate. There's going to be a huge glut of that because, you know, you have commercial shopping centers everywhere you go, and, you know, the average person purchases on the Internet. You know, I'm starting to do a lot of my Walmart shopping on the Internet and having it shipped to me. Because, well, the problem is, you buy the toilet paper, you buy the dog food, and that already fills up one shopping cart. And then I got to lift it into the car. I'm like, I'll just have it shipped. So, how many big retail stores or even small retail stores are going to pay for commercial real estate when they could do everything through the Internet? And then, of course, you have the modernization and the robots and the computerization of jobs. And so as people start to be replaced by machines who could do their work for cheaper and faster and not call out sick, not sue their employer, etc., there's unfortunately going to be a trend for employers to purchase robots. They don't have to pay for their health insurance. They don't have to pay for their workers' comp, et cetera. And so, unfortunately, we are looking at a huge trifecta. On top of that, if you take a look at a tilt of the population where less are not going to be working and putting money into the system, where's the tax dollars coming from? So pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you have asked how the Jerry Doyle tribute went. It went wonderful. Thank you very much for your thoughts. In fact, people came in from Dallas and Houston and Washington, D.C. to say their goodbyes to Jerry Doyle. Jerry Doyle, nationally syndicated host, Babylon 5 actor. He was in a variety of TV shows. He was worked on Wall Street. He was a pilot. And he was a good friend and a brother to me in radio. And I miss him dearly. So we had his tribute this weekend. And Wayne Allen Root was there. Alan Stock, Heidi Harris, a whole variety of people in the business and entertainers. My general manager, Tom Hum, and program director, John Schaefer from Las Vegas Beasley. So it was really good, and seeing people come together and care like that. By the way, if you ever have to do a memorial and you don't know what to do, this was the first time I was doing it, and I was winging it. I was really embarrassed because I knew if Jerry was alive, it'd be like, really, Dahlia? I mean, honestly, you don't even know what you're doing. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, you said the same thing with radio. Really, was that your segment today? Really? Yes, it was my segment. Yes, it was a damn good segment too. But one thing we did do is we gave everybody little seeds to plant. In fact, hold on, I think I have. There we go. No, this isn't it. Gave everybody little seeds to plant. So you could grow a little flower, a little plant to remember your loved one. Whenever you do a memorial, it doesn't always have to be sad. You could have people sign a little stones. You could have people, put little thoughts. You could have people plant the flower I chose. It was called Bachelor Button, because he was kind of a bachelor, a very, well-known bachelor. So I figured that would be a nice one. There's a variety, we had music, we said some prayers, and it worked out good. So it was very nice. Thank you. And then football. We've been really, really heavy into football now. I particularly pay very close attention to the NFL injury report. And many of you who know me, that I'm not too bad at picking winners when it comes to football. And some of you who don't know me, who are meeting me for the very first time, I have a very interesting way of picking the winners. And I've been about 80-some percent right when it comes to Super Bowl. So I'm going to, more often than not, help you guys through Sunday football picks. And I have a method. And being a doctor, people find this method very fascinating. Some of you find it stupid. I know that. Thank you. I hear you loud and clear thinking my method is stupid. But some of you are very intrigued. Why? Because a lot of times I'm right. And so with the previous games on Sunday, I didn't do that badly. With the 49ers and the Panthers, picked the Panthers. When it came to the Dolphins and the Patriots, that was an easy one, though, the Patriots. When it came to the Saints and the Giants, that was easy. When it came to the Cowboys and the Redskins, and I'm a Cowboy fan, the Cowboys, the Cardinals, the Broncos, Falcons, Chargers, Vikings, how do I do it? Okay, I'm a doctor. What do I know about, predicting sports? By the way, a lot of doctors, trust me, we're pretty good at predicting sports. And no, I didn't put any money on it because, by the time you get to the sports book and all that, by the way, whenever I bet, then my predictions are wrong. So, of course, I'm not going to put money on it. So let me just really, really quickly, because I don't mind sharing. Because I'm not betting money, I'm not selfish. I'm not worried about not getting the money. So this is how I predict winners, okay? So there's the easy way, and then there's the more difficult way. And don't worry if you don't have a medical degree. If you do not have an MD, that's fine. You could still use my technique. Okay? Just run it by me. So, for example, one easy thing to do is remember the Jets and the Bills played a Thursday night game a while back, right? The Jets and the Bills. Okay, so you look at the injury report, the NFL injury report. There were 6 injuries for the Jets, 8 for the Bills. So if you really want to do a very easy, not elementary way of doing this, 8 is more than 6. So the Jets will win. And the Jets won, okay? But that, to me, that's not good enough. Okay, I want to look deeper. So that would have been an easy way to tell that the Jets were going to win over the Bills. The other easy way is, and I'm really sorry, Buffalo. You know, the Jets sometimes do better than the Bills. But you guys are going to make a comeback. I know you will. Now let's look at the anatomy, okay? Now, we've talked about this many, many times. When you look at injuries that football players sustain, what is one of the most difficult injuries to make a comeback from? Right? An injury to the groin. So you start there. Yes, a concussion is very serious, but how many players get a concussion? They just go right back on the field. I mean, the truth of the matter is more players are worried about an injury to the groin than they are to the head. So what you do is you rate by importance based on the vicinity and the proximity to let's say, a groin injury. So when you look at the Jets versus the Bills, that was from, you know, last Thursday, Jets had a calf, foot, shoulder, ankle injury. The Bills had foot, ankle, knee, shoulder, but hamstring. Kevin Seymour had a hamstring injury. Hamstring is closer to the groin than anything else. That's how I knew the Bills were going to lose. All right, so how do you rate, okay, you know, the body parts? First comes groin, then comes head, and then a hip injury, a glute, a quad, a hamstring, an abdomen injury, chest, knee, shoulder, calf, arm, ankle, foot, wrist, hand, and at the least, finger and toe. If somebody has a tippy toe injury, that's not going to sink the whole team. But that's the other thing. You know, some of you have asked, I don't get it. Okay, so why would somebody having an injury to his hamstring mean the whole team's going to lose? Well, because they're scared. You know, I mean, these guys, they don't want to get hurt either. So when they see that happen, they're like, oh my gosh. So Buffalo Bills had an issue closer to the groin than the Jets did. They have a problem. Now, some of you, especially the ladies, and I don't like it when the ladies do that because it really perpetuates the stereotype that we women, you know, don't seem to know what we're talking about with football. But I did make up something for those of us that really like colors, okay? So if you have a tie, and we're talking a statistical and anatomical tie with body parts, when you look at the NFL injury report, then you could go to the colors of the jersey, but only the colors of the jersey they're going to wear that day. So what colors mean the team's going to lose? Okay, well, colors that are bad in medicine is like black, right? If something's necrotic, you know, if somebody walks in with a black toe, the toe has to be, you know, so black's not a good color. Blue, hypoxia, you're losing oxygen, blue. So if they're going to have a blue jersey, you know, that could be a problem. Yellow is with bile and gonorrhea, so that's not a good one. Green is mucus. Orange is purple, silver, white, and red. White and red are kind of good, right? White is teeth and bones. Red is blood. So those are better colors. So if you have an issue, like let's say the Jets and the Bills, we couldn't figure it out. The Jets were white, the Bills were blue. Boom, the Jets. So I use that to figure out that multiple teams were going to win, and that's how I figured out that it's going to be the Panthers and the Patriots and the Cowboys and all that. So, you know, if you really, really, you know, are having a problem with your parlay card or with, I don't know, whatever you need to do to bet on football, you could use the Dr. Dahlia method. I'm not being selfish. Mind you, I did miss a few. You know, because I, like the Ravens and the Browns. The Ravens had a thigh injury, and we really didn't have a complete NFL injury report, so I really didn't even want to predict the Browns, but I didn't know what to do. But I should have known that the Ravens were going to win. My kids got mad at me. Same thing with the Titans and the Lions. There were a couple hamstring injuries I didn't know what to do with because the Lions had nothing listed. So, my bad, but I would have had a pretty damn good percentage of this. So, that is the Dr. Dahlia prediction method of football using the NFL injury report. All right, when we come back, internet addiction may be a red flag for other mental health issues. And ladies, all the ladies, if you're eating fish oil, like we always tell you to, you could be putting yourself at risk for diabetes. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Rebel. Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.